Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening, and I am so excited that you are listening in right now. We have an amazing show lined up, and I hope that you are somewhere warm, and if it's not warm, you're cozying up near a fireplace or you have a blanket around you. I know that I'm bundled right now. I'm in Manhattan, and we are kind of in the middle of the crazy cold, and it's clearly cold enough for me. I mean, over the weekend, I had moments where I literally had to psych myself up so that I could go outside. I had to like spend like an hour conditioning myself, being like, okay, you know, and just a few more minutes, you're going to go outside, you're not even going to think about the cold, it's going to be warm, you're going to get to your location, it's going to be fabulous. Like, seriously, this was my mentality for the whole weekend and up until today. So wherever you are, I'm wishing you some warmth and trusting that you are cozy, have some tea, or you're listening from the West Coast or somewhere super warm where you're just enjoying all of it and not taking any of it for granted. So for that, it's fabulous. So again, welcome to the show. My name is Danielle Mercurio, as I said, and I'm a lifestyle coach and intuitive guide here in the city. And my focus is to help people find that city life balance and find that groove. A lot of people move to a big city like New York or LA or so many other urban areas, and it's because they want that city experience. They want to thrive. They want to be in that fun, stimulating environment. However, sometimes it's a little bit more than we realize at first. Sometimes it's not so easy to get our footing. Sometimes we fall into habits or routines that we don't really feel that great about, but we do it anyway because we're not quite sure where we're going or what to do next. So I like to help individuals navigate through that process, and I do it through intuitive coaching. I also bring in astrology and tarot because I find that bringing in those universal and spiritual influences can really help change the roadmap of what one is doing to have a better awareness of their path and where they're going. And for those of you that are listening live, if you want to participate with the show, we have a chat room going here on Blog Talk Radio. It's anonymous, so feel free throughout to add any comments or to ask any questions that way. You can also call in with any questions. The number is 646-716-9397. So tonight we're going to introduce our guest in just a moment, and her name is Mal Duane, and she wrote the book Alpha Chick, Five Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. And she really gets into her personal story of overcoming addiction and how she was able to use that to create her own recovery and in turn create this Alpha Chick process that she uses to help others that are in a similar experience. I can really relate to this. I read her book, and for those of you, some of you know my story, some of you don't, and 5 years ago, actually, this month, I came out of my own recovery. I was in an outpatient rehab facility for a few months in Philadelphia. I had been living in New York at the time, and I had been there for alcohol, but it could have been anything, really. At that time in my life, right before I went into rehab, I was in a place where I just wanted to get by. I was 25 years old, and I had no clue what I was doing with my life. I had no idea what was expected of me. I knew that I was supposed to fit this timeline. I knew that I was supposed to have a good job, have good friendships, meet a husband, and just kind of find something to take care of me, to not have to worry, not have to have my parents worry about me, to not have to wonder where the rent's coming from. And honestly, it was kind of exhausting because I didn't know where I was fitting in. I didn't know how to live my life as an adult. And so that's why I went towards certain addictions. That's why I went out and drank or went out and went shopping or turned to food or whatever it may be to find some kind of comfort. Because what I found that it would do for me was that it would allow me to escape. It would allow me to get to a place where, okay, at least for today, I can let this be my distraction, and it will not make me have to wonder about what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, and it's not going to make me freak out about everything that I should be doing that I'm not, because I don't really know what that exactly means. And I found myself just caught in this cycle of every day in and out, you know, just trying to make it through the day and using these different addictions as my kind of dependent tools to just make it through. And eventually it just got to be too much and I cracked. And that's when I got help. And that was 5 years ago at this point. And my life is drastically different from some of the things that I had to implement. And a big thing for me was self-awareness, learning how to befriend yourself, learning how to get really clear on who you are, because until you can do that, it's really hard to manage the outside world. Whereas I was trying to manage the outside world and making everybody think I was okay when I really was just kind of clueless as far as who I was and where I was going. And so that's why I'm really excited for tonight, our guest, because she's been through it all. She has her own story. She has her own journey of recovery and self-help and then infusing it to help you in turn. And I think it's really important for all of us to hear these stories and to learn how to manage your life in a way where you don't have to have these dependencies, or you can learn to work with them in new ways. I mean, when it comes to drinking, I have this motto that I made for people, you know, that I work with when they do get too caught up in it. It's, are you reaching for that drink in desperation, or are you reaching for a drink in celebration because you had a good day, or you're toasting a wedding or a friend's event, or because you're really happy? Or are you reaching for that drink out of desperation because you're scared or you're lost or you just want to make everything go away? Just things to think about. So going into our guest for this evening, Mal, she is so delightful just from the few moments we talked before the show and just from, you know, reading her book. She is a best-selling author and life recovery coach, and she's passionately committed to empowering women in releasing the shackles of shame, pain, and self-condemnment to a life of passion and purpose. Mal's transformational journey, including recovery from alcoholism as a young woman, has provided her with extensive hands-on, in-the-trenches experience for taking a hold of life and bringing forward the potential that lies buried beneath the scars and the hurts. One of her most rewarding accomplishments was the recent founding of the nonprofit Holly's Gift, in memory and tribute to her beloved niece. Mal lives with her husband, Dr. Michael Perlman, also known as Dr. Delicious, and their English Jack Russell Terrier, Hannah, in Framingham, Massachusetts, where she works, writes, speaks, and supports women in living their truth and reclaiming their lives. So with that, I'm going to welcome our guest, Mal, to the show. Hello.
Hi, Danielle. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh. You are so welcome. Thank you for taking the time to come on and share your story and your to help other people get out of this self-destructive mode and really move into a more empowered, thriving place.
I'm proud of you for your 5 years, by the way. That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been quite a journey and things look so much differently, and the challenges, while they still clearly present themselves, just have such a different face, which I'm sure you can resonate with.
There's nothing like living in recovery because we develop such an awareness and appreciation for everything around us, even the small things, that it's just an amazing experience. I love life more now and have such appreciation for my journey and the pain that it caused me. And that sounds strange to people when, you know, I say, I appreciate everything that happened. I wouldn't change one step that I took because it brought me to where I am today. Without that journey, I wouldn't have the knowledge that I have today. I wouldn't have the wisdom. I wouldn't have the outlook, the grace, the love, the passion for serving that I have.
Exactly. Yeah, and I was just going to say that right there, the serving part. You wouldn't have the ability to help people in the way that you are right now, and that's such a true gift, right? I love it. Okay, so let's get a little bit into your story. Like I mentioned, I read your book, and for those of you that will soon be reading it, the first half is really about Mal's life, what she went through, and then the second half is kind of the self-help portion of it. But I'd really like to kind of start with your journey and your upbringing and what really brought you into your addiction, what you felt really, you know, just kind of led you through this process.
Well, I grew up in a lovely suburban area outside of Boston, well-to-do family, went to private school, and, you know, everything from the outside looked very normal, but as a teenager, I started to grow very quickly and became 6 feet tall by the time I was 16 and weighed about 100 pounds. And, you know, at that age, you're insecure anyways. Well, now I was just so different than my peers. And as a child, I had seen my father drink for comfort. I think he battled depression. And I said, gee, you know, I think I'll try that. And at the age of 16, I started to drink. And guess what? I loved it. It made me feel so good. I would drink these Colt 45 beers, and I would drink them quickly, and I would get the most wonderful little buzz. And all of a sudden, I had courage, and I thought I was funny, and I thought I looked better than I did. And if people called me names or bully, you know, made fun of me, it didn't bother me. And so all of a sudden, I had the best Band-Aid in the world for the wounds that I felt within. And that, I was off to the races, girl. So from the age of 16 to the age of 41, I drank extensively. It's a miracle I'm alive. And what happened was the alcohol really worked well for a while. I went to college, and I just couldn't embrace the experience that I was having there. It was a very large school compared to where I came from, so I dropped out. I was modeling. I was running around with top designers, Ole Cassini and Bean and Oscar De La Renta and all these famous people and professional athletes and everything in magazines and on TV. Now, you would have thought that I had the world by the tail, but again, I was so empty. It was like I was wearing a mask. I'd get up every day and put on those hair pieces and put on that makeup and those false eyelashes and go off and be photographed and produce these amazing pictures. But behind all of that, there wasn't anyone who had any sense of self-worth or being. I just didn't connect with my environment at all. I still had no sense of self-worth. And this ultimately drove me into a marriage with another alcoholic, and that was like the War of the Roses. And after that, I ended up having a relationship with a much younger man, and I got rejected there. I mean, there was this constant path of pursuit, of wanting to be validated and loved by these crazy people who could have cared less about me. And I was always looking and looking and looking for people to make me feel good about myself. And you know what? They couldn't do it. That was too big of a job for anybody. It wasn't their responsibility. And at the age of 41, I crashed and burned. I was in a very dark place one night, and I just felt completely hopeless. I said, I do not have one more day in me to continue this journey of drinking and the chaos and the craziness and the rejection and the broken heart. I said, I can't do one more day. And death looked like the best opportunity going. And how could I leave this planet quietly and just slip away? And that's when I heard a different voice. That's the first time that I heard within my own mind at first that I had an amazing life ahead of me and that I had lessons to learn. And once I learned those lessons, I would need to go and teach others. And after a while, I could hear this voice almost outside of me. I thought I was having a massive breakdown. But in fact, what happened was, it was that dark night of the soul experience that's often referred to in literature. I was so broken open that the light was coming in for the first time. And was it God talking to me? Was it my higher power? Was it a guardian angel? I don't know, but it was a life-saving moment where I knew I could make a different choice. I knew I could do something different about my life. Right then and there, for the very first time ever, ever did I feel that I could do something different than what I was doing. And so the first thing I did was get sober and immediately got into AA and stopped my drinking because that had to be dealt with, you know, immediately. And then from there, as I was sober and going to meetings and different women's meetings, I became absolutely captivated by the powers we have as women and personal transformation. Something just started to stir in me about, look what we can do with our lives. How can we build upon this? What does it take to really transform? What does it really take to stop an addiction? And the first thing I discovered was I didn't drink because I had a physical need for alcohol, Danielle. I didn't drink because I loved the taste of booze. I drank because it killed the pain.
Yeah.
If we can discover the root of the pain, what is causing the pain? You don't need the booze. You don't need the pills. You don't need the sex. You don't need the shopping or anything else if you know what's causing your pain. Did that happen for you?
Absolutely. It's so true because you don't need any of it. I mean, there are those moments where you realize that you have to work with it then once you actually can label the pain, but the awareness of just finding out what it is takes away the need for anything external. And you find that all those things were just the first things that you gravitate for. For example, when you were 16, as soon as you started to feel pain, as soon as you started to feel insecurity or like different than everyone else, you went to the first thing that you knew of based on, you know, your father, that he drank and he did that to comfort himself. You're like, well, I want to comfort myself right now. So you went to that tool without even thinking that maybe there could be another one. And I think when you get sober, it's this shocking realization that there are so many different ways that you can navigate through this life and that when you feel a little bit uncomfortable, that's just the beginning. That's just the start. And there's so much more that's to come. And it's being able to sit with that uncomfortable feeling, being able to sit with the nervousness and the not knowing, and then learning how to work through it. And you're like, whoa, that wasn't so bad. And then you're kind of like, well, let's bring on the next thing. And the next thing you know, you're kind of elevating. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And once I knew what caused my pain, and it was this self-loathing and this insecurity and this low self-esteem, and once I was able to identify that, I could really start to change my life very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so true. And I agree with you what you said too about how you start to become kind of captivated by it all. Because I found that once I started to get better, once I started to not only, like you said, label the pain, identify what was going on, you start to befriend yourself. You start to see, wow, like, I'm here for a reason. There's purpose here. There's meaning. That light that you felt when you first got the initiation to become sober, there's something to that. And you start to follow that. And I love that what you say on the back of your business card, you say, I see myself as a light to be used so that others can find their path. So not only did the light come in to help you, now you are using that light to help other people, you know, in search of theirs. So I love how it all starts to become full circle.
I realized that I had a purpose. I had meaning. Mm. I had value. Mm-hmm. I was here to do something. I wasn't worthless. I was being led someplace, and it all started to make perfect sense. And the more I understood that, the greater the desire to learn about how we can manifest and create and be deliberate in our own lives. As women, we are unstoppable beings. We have so much power. We can do anything we want once we know how to tap into that. And that's what I discovered.
Oh. Yeah, really I feel it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not... And the second half of the book is that toolbox. It is those five steps that will absolutely transform your life. I have worked with it over and over and over and over with thousands of women all over. And it works. It's not difficult. And you know what? I have to be honest. Did I absolutely create these five steps? What happened was, from all that I've studied and all the spiritual masters and teachers that I've read and followed, what came through was simplifying their language into five simple but powerful steps that we could take. And you'll find those five steps in any spiritual teacher's work, Yogananda, Buddha, Wayne Dyer, Lisa Nichols, anybody. Rumi, anybody that you want to follow, those steps are there. Sometimes they're described in very complex language. And what came through my heart was very simple understanding of how we could do this.
Yes. And that, I think, is the first step that's so appreciated, is that it does come through in so many different ways, but how can you make it relatable? How can you resonate? Especially with, I know for you, a lot of the individuals we work with are the ones that were just a few steps behind you, that completely have been where you have been. And so how do you make this so that they can instantly kind of start to resonate, start to meet them where they're at, and make it manageable and something that's possible and not overwhelming?
Exactly.
Which is so important.
So those five steps, the first one is focus. As human beings, we need to change our focus. We're always looking for the fix outside of ourselves. But in fact, the solution to everything that we want in life and desire and want to be is already within us. We arrive here on this planet with everything we need. It's already within, but we never look for it. We assume that we're going to find the answers someplace out there. The right man, the right car, the right dress, the right house, that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the solution. It's not. The solution is within the soul.
Yeah, and it puts people on an endless cycle because they think, okay, well, when this lines up, when I meet this man, or when I lose these 10 pounds, or when I do this or that outside of myself, then I will be happy. And then it doesn't work. So it's like, okay, well, what else is there outside of me? And there's this endless cycle. So I like that you use the term focus. It's like, how do you focus?
Pursuit. Yeah, change the focus. Bring it in. Look within for the solution. The second step is acceptance. We need to stop resisting. resistance causes our suffering. When we accept life and accept ourselves just as we are, let go of the past. The past does not define who we are today. Let it go. It's old baggage. And embrace yourself for the way you are today. And that acceptance is what ultimately creates your sense of value, your self-worth, your self-love. That's the foundation of your happiness, self-acceptance, and also of your fellow, you know, beings. So let go of the judgment, because when you're judging somebody, really what you're doing is you're looking at them, but what you're criticizing is something that's within yourself. So by acceptance, you open yourself to more love, to more joy.
Yes, I absolutely agree. It's when you see something that you don't like in another person, it's often just a reflection of what's going on in you that's unsettling. And so when you can start to ease up on that, I love what you said, resistance is what causes our suffering. When you can let go of that resistance and just see, you find more love. You find the happiness.
And the third step is intention. We need to identify what we are doing in our own lives, our self-sabotaging behaviors. And when you identify those behaviors, it's like cleaning house. You know, you have to find the dirt in order to clean the house. This is the same principle. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Identify what you're doing that's holding you back, that's screwing up your life. For me, it was my excessive drinking and my constant pursuit for validation. Once I was able to identify those behaviors and say, whoa, wait a minute, then I was able to set new intentions. And the reason why it must be intentions, Danielle, is intentions have the soul of the universe behind them. A goal is a written wish. It's not powerful. But an intention holds you to a place of commitment. An intention is very, very powerful.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
And when you that create is, intentions, yeah. then you have the action steps. Now you've got the steps. You've got intentions. You know how you want to move forward. Okay, so now you're getting rid of the bad behavior. You're letting go of the self-sabotaging behaviors, all the bad habits, and you start to set intentions. I mean, every day I used to wake up and say, my intention today is not to pick up a drink for the next 24 hours. And at one point, that's how I lived my life, 24-hour increments. You can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And I have 26 years of recovery. I have never struggled with alcohol since the day I put it down. It has never been an issue for me. And that's highly unusual, very unusual. And that's because of the intention.
It's amazing. So then after you set the intention, what's the next?
T for thoughts.
Mm.
A lot has been written about the power of our thoughts, but until we truly understand that our thoughts are energy and our thoughts create our reality, they create our physical reality. So our thoughts, which are non-physical, show up in our experience as physical. It's that simple. And so if you think negative things and you keep concentrating and thinking about negative stuff and what you don't have and what's not showing up and I don't and lack, guess what shows up in your life? Lack and not getting what you want. So you've really got to pay attention to what's going through your head. And I trained myself with a very simple practice. I put an elastic band on my wrist and I pulled that. It's in the book. I got one of those thick rubber bands from like a stationery store, and I would pull that when I found myself condemning myself, condemning somebody else, judging, resisting, all the bad crap that I was very capable of. I would pull that and let it go, and I'll tell you, that really hurt. It would sting. And after a while, every time I did that, you know, it became less and less. And I started to realize that my thinking became more and more and more and more positive. And I became more aware, more conscious of what I was choosing to put my attention on. And it's huge because it's a magnet for what you want.
Yes, absolutely. We totally project out everything that, you know, from our mind, whether it's good or bad, it's all going out there. You can't stop it. Once you have that thought, it's out in the cosmos, out in the universe. It's, you know, up for being brought right back to you. And so if you can kind of have that, I like the tool, the rubber band, kind of that harsh physical, you know, reminder of, yes, okay, I'm doing this right now. How do I refocus? How do I reframe? How do I get back to the intention that I set? How do I get back into the rightful action that I want to be in?
And that snap of the band was a little bit of a wake-up call. Now, if you don't want to do that, I have since upgraded my little bell, and I just tap the left side of my forehead a couple of times. And that's just like, okay, let's get rid of this. This is not serving me. This thinking is not helping me. It's not serving me. It's pulling me down energetically. It's starting to bring me and put me in a bad place. And I start tapping myself right on the left side of my forehead. And it's my wake-up call. Okay, come on, let's shift this right now. And it works.
Awesome. That's a good one, too. Yeah, I like that as well. Just so for those of you that aren't into the rubber band idea, got backup. And or people can think of their own, too. Something that's going to help them, you know, kind of get back to where they are and reframe.
And the final step is H, and that's for healing and helping, because when we practice this and really apply it in our lives, we get very centered. All of a sudden, you start standing in your power, and you know it. You're confident, you're more self-loving, you are more accepting of life. You're balanced. You're starting to create deliberately what you want. That's very powerful. And when you're in that place, you've got to reach out and help others and help them to move out of their pain and into their power and to start to create the lives that they want. It's a ripple effect. It's like a stone going into a pond. You have to give it away in order to keep it. It's the law of reciprocity. What you give out to the universe will come back to you tenfold.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I believe that one of my greatest lessons that I have learned from this journey so far is the act of giving and receiving. You can only get back what you're willing to receive, and vice versa. It is just so absolute. And it feels so good when you do it, too. It feels so right. It feels so balanced.
Makes you
and that's
stronger.
What I love about it.
Makes you even stronger. When you can share your wisdom and your gifts with someone, you're even more empowered.
Yes. Yes. And you learn so much more, too, from it.
Yes. We teach what we need to learn.
That's absolutely it. So I love that. So we have focus, acceptance, intention, thoughts, and healing and helping.
And what does that spell?
Faith.
Yes. And that's the key. Faith is not about religion. It's not about any kind of religious dogma. It's about belief in yourself. It's a universal word that we all understand, and we all have a personal interpretation of the meaning of the word faith. But if you have faith in yourself and belief in yourself, you will create anything you desire. You have the power in your hands to do so.
I agree. And sometimes I find that people confuse faith with hope. And I like to say that hope is just saying that, you know, you're kind of wishing for something that might happen.
You're kind of holding out, like, I hope that this works out, or I hope that you're leaving too much room for things to go wrong. Whereas faith is that deep knowing, that deep understanding that if you put all of this out there, you stay with it, you stay consistent, and you stay in that space of believing, then it will all not only work out, it will not, you know, it'll be more than just following through. You will get back in return even more than you could have imagined, even more than you could have even dreamed up, which is really amazing.
Faith is knowing absolutely
what
will happen. It's like electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it, but you have the effects of it.
Right, right. And when you turn on the light, you trust that there will be light. Yes. You don't say, oh, well, I yes. hope that, you know, right. the light turns on when I do this. You just do it.
Exactly. You feel the effects of it, but what is it? Yeah, it's mm-hmm. you can't see electricity. You only can enjoy mm-hmm. the benefits of it.
Mm. Oh, amazing. Well, I love your system. I think it's really relatable. It's really just kind of, it really helps open people up, and it's tangible. It's manageable. It's something that people can really... It's what they need at that point, especially when working with people in recovery and looking for what they need to do next. You know, especially when you get sober, it's like, okay, well, now what? And this gives a really, like you said, it's more than a roadmap. It gives a real tangible way to figure out what's next on your path and how to move forward.
What I love about it, Danielle, is it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's very doable, extremely powerful. Doesn't cost anything. Only thing it requires is your commitment to do it.
Mm, yeah. And that's why we have, you know, individuals like yourself that are a coach and can help people along the way, help keep them accountable to that commitment. And that's really important too.
Yes.
I love. So it looks like we actually have a caller. So I want to take a moment to answer the line, if that's good with you, Mal.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it looks like the area code here is 828. I'm going to unmute your line. Hello?
Hey there, this is Danica. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you both so much for sharing your stories. There's so much I want to say about everything that you guys are talking about, and it just, it touches me so much. Your vulnerability shows such strength in, you know, sharing, because we all suffer on one level or another with our need to be accepted as we are. And by you putting out there what you are both sharing, you know, my story is eating disorders, and like you said, Mal, it's only a miracle that I'm still alive. So I resonate with everything you both are saying, and it just means so much to me that you can empower people with this show and with your words and with your testimonies and with your success. So thank you both so much for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to have you with us this evening.
Oh, it's an honor to be in both of your presences. So I'm truly humbled and grateful.
Well, thank you so much, and clearly we do this because we understand, we've been there, and I personally couldn't not help other people after going through what I've gone through, and, you know, seeing what it took, and now just having this deep passion to have to serve and to be that light for others, because when you've been there, as I know you know as well, it's hard to then just kind of go back to where you were and do it in a quote-unquote normal way. It doesn't work that way. And so we have to keep being vulnerable to share our light, to allow others to be exposed to this so that they can get the help that they need and to keep going. And even like Mal said, if we can help get someone through that next 24 hours, then our work is done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's terrifying. I wish I could say, oh, it's so easy, but it's terrifying. It is. Each day is terrifying because you're working on a brand new operating system in which you've never worked before. And the consistency sounds great, but it's so challenging. It's so easy to want to run back, for me, in my case, to the pantry, because that was my source of comfort. That was my best friend. I knew that no matter what happened in that day, my food would be there for me. And it just, you know, so my hope is that when people do get to that point, that they are willing to know that, like, even just to entertain the idea that there is something more for them, especially as women, we're so designed to think, not designed, we're so conditioned to think that we are not enough and our best is never good enough. And but when we are able to entertain the idea of our power, to be able to consistently maintain that mindset is a challenge. And but it's doable. And again, you ladies are proof of that. And I'm just thankful that you're both here doing what you do. So again, I appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening, and just, you know, keep staying strong, keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. That's a plan. I can't go backwards, you know.
Yeah.
At this point, I've done everything so wrong that I know there's nothing left that I can do backwards. So I can only go forward and keep that face, you know. So I'm excited. I'm excited that, you know, I can use my story as well to help others. And I'm using the tools. I will be implementing the tools that you both are talking about tonight, too. So thank you again.
See, Danielle, doesn't that make it all worthwhile?
Oh, it does. I mean, literally, I've just been sitting here like, oh, this is why we do this. This is why we take those moments where sometimes it is vulnerable, you know, to constantly, even me, you know, having the show and other things I do, you know, your ego gets to you. You're like, oh, like, I'm always putting myself out there. I'm always kind of promoting these things, and it's scary. It's like, will anyone listen? Will anyone tune in? Are people just kind of like, there she goes again? And I can let my own ego voice stop me from this process. And then you have moments where you see the proof, you see where people are resonating. And like you said, it absolutely makes all of this completely in alignment with what we're supposed to do, and so full of love and so worth it.
You know, in my 25 years of recovery and studying transformation and spirituality and personal power, I discovered that there were just millions of women silently suffering and didn't know what to do. And in my heart, I could hear their cries and I knew their suffering. And I said, I've got to do something about it. I've got to make a difference. I didn't take the path that I took with the craziness and the pain and have it be meaningless. It can make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been such a great show. I love just kind of touching, you know, talking to you in person and after reading your book and just learning a little bit more about your story and how you come from part of the spectrum to where you are now and the process that you created and the tools that you help other women implement and give them that accountability to the commitment that they're ready to make. And so I just really just in awe of your journey, and I'm just, you know, so blessed that you were able to share that with us tonight. And before we, you know, end the show, I would love for you not only to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, but just a kind of final wisdom or piece that you would like everyone to hear from your heart.
I want anyone that's out there tonight listening to know that they are infinitely more powerful than they've ever been taught to believe. I wish I knew this when I was younger. Because I feel I'm unstoppable now, and I'm 67 years old, so God, if I only had this when I was in my 20s, who knows what I could have done on this planet. I mean, I still have a lot to do, and I will leave a big footprint when I leave here. But, you know, we are so powerful if we just get out of our own way. So my website's MalDuaneCoach.com. You can reach out to me right there on the site. There's a wonderful free gift for your listeners. It's a life recovery workbook and audio class. And there's a contact button if anybody wants to reach out and have a closer conversation with me about all of this. I'm available, and it's been an honor to spend this time with you, Danielle. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed our conversation as well, and you taking the time to come on and just, you know, like I said, I always say this, there are no coincidences. We are just simply coinciding with life, and we are meeting the right people along the way at the appropriate times. And this was our time right now in the journey. And so I'm just grateful when these moments come to be. So again, so glad to have you on tonight in this moment and for all the wisdom that you shared. And I do believe you're going to leave a big footprint in this world, just as I am, just as our beautiful caller tonight. And I look forward to what's to come from you.
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you, girl.
Bless you. Have a great night and stay warm.
You too. All righty.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening this evening. This was such a great show. It really just, I felt like the timing, which is really appropriate for me, you know, being 5 years since I started my journey of recovery. And for those of you that are listening, I meant to do this during the middle of the show, but I felt like it was hard to take a break in that moment. But I wanted to just kind of promote the Life Coach Radio Network in general. In addition to my show, we have about 30 other life coaches that do shows on a regular basis on this network. And there's such a wide range of coaches that we have, from career coaches to just more inspirational, motivational coaches. We have psychiatrists, nutritionists, so just a beautiful range. And if you go to our website, Life Coach Radio Networks, that's plural, lifecoachradionetworks.com. You can learn more about the coaches and the upcoming shows. Tomorrow we have a show coming up. Let me just let you know what tomorrow's episode is. And it is Listening to Your Inner Voice, The Power of Using Your Intuition. And the description is, as children, we are programmed to see and believe the patterns of our life established by those who love us. And we wonder, are they normal? Is this what's to be expected? And our thoughts and our actions that stray from normal are often looked upon as rebellious, out of the ordinary, or just plain wrong. But when we hear that inner voice that speaks, sometimes it shouts and sometimes it's just a whisper, we're challenged to heed what's being said and to wonder if it's really what our path wants, and especially if it's contradicting what's normal. So tune in tomorrow to learn more about this whole concept at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Life Coach Radio Network. And again, to look up other shows that we have, just check out our website or subscribe to this channel on Blog Talk Radio. And to learn more about me, my website is newyoucitycoaching.com. You can email me, Danielle, at daniellemercurio.com. That's M-E-R-C-U-R-I-O. You can find me on social media, all over the place. So I would love for you to connect with me and continue to listen to my show and the YouTube channel as well. So get in touch. Allow my inspiration of this life inspire you as well. And just wishing you well on your journey. Stay warm, stay true to you, and don't let what anybody thinks or tells you otherwise stop you from what you know deep down in your heart to be real. So good night, everyone. Keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Until next time.